frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 7 o'clock, and the update is next, courtesy of Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The strained relationship between China and the U.S., the focus of a high-level meeting today with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing.
President Biden has been clear that he is committed to managing this important relationship responsibly.
After the meeting, both countries promoted unity and cooperation in securing world peace. In the presidential race, the Trump campaign, including VP nominee J.D. Vance, defending former President Trump's visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Monday. Cemetery officials call the incident a campaign photo op, which is prohibited under federal law. Trump could talk about it as he holds a town hall later today in Wisconsin. Democrat Kamala Harris's campaign calls the controversy pretty sad. She and her running mate, Tim Walz, are on a bus tour in Georgia. And Boar's Head deli meat linked to a deadly listeria outbreak nationwide. 9 people have died. 57 others in 18 states are sick. This is ABC News. Teachers are already stressed out, and for some, the school year hasn't even started yet. A new survey by the Department of Education finds less than half of educators feel their job is worth the stress. And at one school in Texas...
This is Jim Ryan. Kendra Rogers' experience is classroom stress taken to the extreme.
I entered where the student was still irate and found the room ransacked with overturned furniture.
At a school an hour south of Dallas on the first day of class...
He threw a wooden hanger at me, but I couldn't stop it fast enough.
The assistant principal's life was about to change.
The hanger hit me in my right eye and knocked it out of the socket.
The child who blinded her is 11 years old. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A big fight in big tech. Review site Yelp has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google, accusing it of unfairly promoting its own services. Google denies the claims. And SpaceX grounded for the time being by the FAA, the order after a SpaceX booster crashed when it was trying to land on a mission. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
No two people are alike, and no two funerals are the same either. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our goal is always to walk with you while listening carefully to make sure the process is one of love, healing, and life celebration. We are here to help and support you, be it pre-planning or in a time of need. Call us anytime at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court and Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court and Main.
We'll take a look at forecast details in just a little bit. It's a little gray and a little foggy right now in the center. We'll have forecast details in a little bit, plus the update from Hank Bray in a few minutes.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
For today, a high around 81 degrees with a slight chance of a thunderstorm later in the afternoon. Muggy conditions for tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely later on, a low of 68. Friday, a small chance of showers early, then gradually decreasing clouds and turning less humid, a high of 80. For Saturday, mostly sunny and warm and 83. How about Sunday and Monday? Sunny and 73 for both days. No mention of rain in that Labor Day weekend forecast. Right now in Richland Center with patchy fog, and after the midnight reading, which was up there at 68 degrees, we're at our overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. It is 64 degrees.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Today is According to Hoyle Day, a day dedicated to remembering Edmund Hoyle, who passed away on today's date and is dedicated to playing games according to the rules. According to Hoyle, a phrase commonly used over the past few centuries, means to follow the correct rules or procedures for an activity or a game. And so I've heard that many times over the years, whether it was playing croquet or most of the time playing cards. But especially games like euchre, and in particular, so-called dirty clubs. You have rules, I mean, like if you're in Bear Valley, you've got to stay in when you get down to 2 points. But like if you're in Boaz, you can sit out. You know, it just kind of depends on that. So euchre probably is a little different, according to Hoyle. Here's Sawyer Brown.
I feel tears welling up, cooling deep inside, like my heart's been a big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never say. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, to the scratch for another sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. In love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. Now I live in fear, waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today, was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. Is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there. I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratch for another sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
Back to school means back to germs. Remind your kids to wash their hands regularly to stay healthy. This back to school tip has been brought to you by Muscadet Mini Mart, Walsh's Ace, and by Southwest Wisconsin Technical College. Let's make this back to school year safe for everyone.
Everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your brain.
broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, no show it, you might get out, or the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match, filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into trap that they were laying. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show.
Rodney Adkins on FM 100.9 WRCE. It is 66 degrees here in Richland Center. Well, I think we saw Hank walking around here somewhere. He may be underneath the, I don't know where he is. But anyway, he'll be up here in just a little bit with a chance to baffle us with his brilliance. And a little bit later on, we have our birthday and anniversary salutes as well. So. But anyway, Hank, wake up. Hank, you're on in just a couple of minutes here.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
you take pride in performing routine maintenance and repairs? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort have an exciting opportunity for you. They're hiring for a full-time maintenance position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. Join the team and help keep the magic alive at the House on the Rock. To apply, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Don't miss out on a chance to be a part of something extraordinary.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
The apples are plentiful at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring Honeycrisp, along with Paula Red, Rave, and more varieties perfect for cooking or eating. Don't miss the fresh apple cider donuts, caramel apples, and bakery items like take-and-bake pies, and fall mums, absolutely gorgeous. Open from 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Visit Oakwood Fruit Farm just south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fresh is always in season. Like them on Facebook and check the website.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Good morning, Hank.
Good morning, buddy. How are you doing?
You're awake. Yeah, what? I'm doing well.
Have I ever not been awake?
Well, I don't know. I guess the jury's still out on that.
That kind of hurts.
But nonetheless, I want to thank one of our listeners for bringing in a huge bag of mixed nuts.
Yeah. I think that resembles you.
Well, I don't know. I guess maybe it kind of fits you and I, but...
Whoa.
The key is, well, you know, my mother told me many years ago, Hank, that a lot of times you're guilty by association.
Right.
You know, because I would get home and innocently say, I didn't do it, the other guys did, and I got blamed for it, you know, and so, and she would say that. I'm guessing...
Are you saying you're guilty by association?
Well, I'm guessing the other mother said the same thing.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So you're both in trouble.
Right. But anyway, mixed nuts. Now, here is the key word here.
Salted. Yeah.
Now, I realize if you have, you know, you're watching your salt or dietary thing. But again, if you're going to put some on your ice cream and you don't have any restrictions, it got to be salted.
Hey, here's the thing. If you have salted, if you don't need, I'll tell you what, I'll suck the salt of them and give them to you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. So we have a awesome. Good buddy of ours that works in radio at other station. His name is Kent Pinshorn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was talking to him yesterday, and he goes, hey, I listen to you two clowns every morning. I said, you know what? I resemble that remark. He goes, I'm sure you do. But yes. Good guy. He's an awesome guy.
Yes. Kent Pinshorn, the artist formerly known as David James.
Really?
Many years ago, he was on our airwaves. Yeah.
Yeah. Good guy.
In fact, I think he tried to train me back in the day, and I wish he'd come back because I could use some more training.
No, I don't think he ever picked anything up.
No, well, potty, that's about it.
Anyway, so we've been talking about pens and pencils, all right?
Yeah.
So I got you something for your man cave, Philip.
Well, thank you. What do you have?
This is what you call a bullet pencil.
A bullet pencil?
That's what umpires and referees use You have to pull the pencil out.
Pull the pencil out. Oh! That's pretty darn cool there.
Yeah, so,
and it has the eraser.
It has the eraser there.
And it looks like you can replace the eraser. Yeah. See, I wind up using the whole eraser before the pencil's even three-quarters.
But the pencil's like a golf pencil.
I see that.
So,
or bowling score. The old days. Kept your, yeah.
But you can have that. I put that in your man cave with everything else that you have there that you can't find.
I don't know if I can fit this pencil in the man cave. There's a lot of stuff in there, Hank. Ask June.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to. June. That's probably a sore subject with her.
It kind of is.
Yeah, among other things.
Kind of is. See, if I have more space, Hank, mm-hmm.
I could spread out my collection, and I could charge admission. People could come through, you know, 50 cents to see.
And you know what? And you're trying to help the family, and she won't let that happen.
Yeah, yeah. But right now, I don't have enough space. I mean, people paid 50 cents. You know, they could maybe could get in and turn around and then come back out.
Or just look at Phil Neese sitting on the couch.
Yeah, yeah, well.
Al Bundy style.
Oh, yes. Pretty
Peg.
Sight. Yeah, pretty sight. Yes. What else is going on today, Hank?
Well, did you know the most pallets toppled in a domino fashion?
No.
Was 1,377.
Wow.
I watched the video. It's pretty cool. There are plastic pallets, but they were pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway.
So they were set up on end and then kicked and down.
It was in a manufacturing place in India. So
I wonder,
I'm sure the boss said, yeah, go ahead. We don't have anything better to do.
I wonder how many times that they accidentally bumped one and then, to start over.
Because
that's what I would do. I do that with a little dominoes.
I would be the world record guy there going, hey, look at this. Oh, my goodness.
Whoops. Or somebody sneezes.
Yeah. Because they go 100 mile an hour, you're sneezed.
Yeah, I learned that yesterday. Yeah. But the other thing was we used to try to build card houses back in the day with playing cards. And that'd be the thing. You'd just get it right, and all of a sudden, you know, you'd sneeze or something or whatever. And whoop, there it goes.
Or your knee accidentally hits the table.
Yeah.
It's never good.
No.
Always use glue on them.
Glue on your playing cards. All right. That's a great tip from Hank Bray right there.
Yeah.
You're just full of them.
Yeah. Hey, just don't forget that I think this is the last weekend for Milk and the Cheese. Is that right or no?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they're getting towards closer to their goal. So please give Ed Chitwood a call.
Right.
So they could really use it in food pantries and stuff. Good thing that they do, Ed and Chinda, Ed and Linda. So Chitya Linwood. Ed Chitwood.
Yeah.
Chitwood, Linda.
Yeah. Wake up, Henry.
Linda.
You're on the air. Wake
I feel
up.
Bad for Linda.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, Oliver Roots was 8 years old when he was already taller than some NBA players. Now 18, he is the Guinness World Record holder for height at 7'9". He plays basketball for the University of Florida. So,
oh, man.
He is officially the tallest teenager in the world. He would be the tallest NBA player. If he keeps growing at this rate, he'd become the tallest man, according to Yahoo Sports.
I'm amazed that all of his joints and everything work, because that's, you know, especially growing that fast as a youth.
Yep.
But good for him. That's awesome.
In the year since he signed with University of Florida, he shot up again from 7 foot to 7'9". 3 inches.
Just a growing boy.
Yeah. But could you imagine keeping pants on that kid?
Two pairs
My
of pants.
My goodness.
Right?
All right, one man prepare pants.
One man, yeah, you'd have to cut them off and add more to the legs.
Yeah, so anyway, he plays for the University of Florida. Kind of going to be he has hit his head on door frames one too many times and actually prone to concussions due to that.
I'll bet.
Yeah, so.
You're not expecting it. Yeah.
Well.
Huh.
So anyway, he goes, I learned to be peaceful and happy about my height. He goes, you just have to accept what God gives you and move on.
Yeah.
So
pretty level-headed. Yeah,
pretty level-headed. Yep. He's from Canada. Good kid. So
I saw this. ESPN is offering now SportsCenter highlights where you can personalize your version. Mm. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're going to be marketing that in the next couple of years. So you're able to go on there and click on the sport that you want. So then, you know, you don't have to sit through, like if you're not a hockey, NHL or whatever. Yeah, exactly. You can just go right to football. And maybe you can do they do a longer story than, you know,
right.
Like the Packers have an amazing win over the Vikings or whatever. It's like Packers, but the Jets, the Giants, the Dallas Cowboys.
And
the Packers being denying. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I don't put Aaron Rodgers down. I don't, but I found it quite comical the other day that he is the least quarterback selected in fantasy people's drafts.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody told me on, because we have our draft here at WRCO, somebody said he's still available in our draft.
Yeah. Yep.
I guarantee if he stays healthy, he'll score some points.
He'll score points. He will. And I don't put Aaron Rodgers down. I don't like everything the man did, But you know what? You have to respect what he did for the Green Bay Packers.
That's the thing, and it's kind of I think Brett Favre has kind of gotten back into favor with Wisconsin people too. But you have to remember, you know, the what have you done for me lately kind of mentality.
And that is the mentality.
Look at all the games the guy won for you know, over the years, and that's the only thing I focus on. I don't care what he does now. I guess it's his thing.
Yeah, whatever he does.
He's not on our team.
I'm going to the dark room though.
Are you?
Starting Saturday, I think.
I think so too.
Well, it won't come out for a couple weeks, so just to let you know.
Really?
So I'll be broadcasting from the dark room.
You're going to be on vacation in the dark room.
The dark room.
Good for you.
I'm there all the time, right? Anyway, the fastest haircut was given in 49.76 seconds and was achieved by Roberto Gangel at Carlos's Barbershop in Broadway Heights, Ohio on November 18th. The speedy cut beat the previous record by more than 5 seconds, as was performed on the mayor of Broadview Heights.
Wow. I wonder if the mayor had any ears left, though.
Well, he had still here.
Oh, he does have an ear. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That only shows one side.
What do you do, Hank?
What do you do, buddy? Yeah. What do you do? I big weekend coming up for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Second week of the football season. And
already. Mm-hmm. Crazy. School starts on Tuesday for most area students. So everybody be safe out there starting Tuesday, because the big yellow things will be driving around.
Yep. And buses are going to be rolling.
They'll be rolling. Make sure you watch for the little guys, the little people on the sidewalks, pedestrian walks. I mean, big thing. I mean, it's a huge thing that the most accidents happen with pedestrians on start of school.
And especially when it could be foggy like it is this morning and things like that.
Well, except it's going to be September. It's not supposed to be foggy in September, but you know that, right?
We'll see.
Have you seen Joanne around?
She's in her dark room, I think.
She's been there for almost a week.
Yeah.
Buddy, I hope you have a great day and enjoy your new pencil. Don't lose it to anybody.
Oh, boy.
You've already lost it.
That's a challenge. I need to get like a chain that I can hook it to my belt.
Yes. Kind of like with your wallet.
Yeah, with my wallet. Yes. Right.
And your buck knife. Yeah. Buddy, have a great day. Be kind, everybody.
That's old Hank Bray.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high, with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Celebrate new beginnings with Syme Funeral Home's grand reopening and Reedstown Labor Day weekend. Join us on Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1st, and Monday, September 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy light refreshments, friendly conversation, and take a tour of our beautifully remodeled facility. It's the perfect opportunity to meet our compassionate team and see the thoughtful upgrades we've made. We look forward to welcoming you.
Shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
This day in history, 1958, the U.S. Air Force Academy opened in Colorado Springs, Colorado. 1966, the Beatles concluded their fourth American tour with their last public concert held at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Also in 1967, the last episode of The Fugitive aired, the largest audience in TV history until the Who Shot J.R. episode of Dallas in 1981. And in 2008, Republican presidential nominee John McCain picked Sarah Palin to be his running mate. 2008 on this date. And coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to Larissa Pickle from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also, happy 21st to niece Larissa Pickle from Lori and the Guys. Isaiah Fargin, have a great day from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Jason Landreth, happy 50th. Darling, from your wife Melissa and your two children Hunter and Autumn, you are the best husband and most wonderful father. Happy birthday wishes going out today to Carrie Theed from Five Points Lutheran Church, Austin Clary from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Happy birthday wishes to daughter-in-law Carrie Theed with love from Mom and Dad Theed. And to Carrie, enjoy your day from Deb, Chris, and Addison. Keelan Becker from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. Happy birthday to Rachel Schweinefuss from Jared, Ashley, Paige, Shayla, and Brennan. And also to Rachel, have a great day. Love from the family. Happy birthday to Eileen Sofer and to Phil Wallace, skating around his birthday today. This is from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Greetings to Nellie Miller from the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Happy birthday, Eileen Sofer, Phil Wallace, and Sue Wallace from the Bloom City Town Crier. Little Willow Birthday Club salutes Linda Moe, Austin Clary, and Billy Arnold. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club saying happy birthday to Elizabeth Broadbent, to Sawyer Clevin, Jessica Walsh, and Ryan Aris. Happy anniversary, Pat and Tiffany Jones. The RC Lions today leaving us wishes for Eliza Jelenic, Rachel Schweinefuss, Courtney Clone, also Brinley Cook, Carrie Theed, Austin Clary, and Christopher Shilgen. Happy anniversary, Steve and Cece Salutis, and Jason and Casey Gerner. And happy anniversary to Ben and Janice Roble from Five Points Lutheran Church.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
7:41 the time, and the temperature is at 65 degrees in Richland Center. Here is Zach Brown Band.
I got a death wish. Her looks can kill. She's got a red dress, lipstick and heels. Pull me in, give me hooks like a junkie. Got me feeling so high. You're such a beautiful joke. I can't get enough. Her head down and all of my stand up. Can't help but stare now. Gotta feel that touch. Her kiss, my face, so sweet. Can't quit, those lips are habits and sweet intoxication. I'm never getting sober. I can tell that the effects are taking over. Pull me in, give me hooks like a junkie. Got me feeling so high. Such a beautiful job. Can't get enough.
Zach Brown Band, Filney, hoping you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Get ready for our pre-Labor Day sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center. For a limited time, enjoy free delivery and setup within 30 miles on any outdoor furniture purchase. Plus, save $150 when you buy a king or queen mattress along with an adjustable base. Visit us at 172 South Church Street and take advantage of these incredible deals before they're gone. This is your chance to upgrade your comfort inside and out, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Sale ends August 30th, so don't wait.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time at 7:45 is sponsored by Town & Country TV and Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. The forecast is a pleasant one for the upcoming several days. There could be some shower or thunderstorm chances late tonight. A high today of 81, tomorrow 80, and then through the weekend 83 Saturday and 73 both Sunday and Labor Day Monday. Right now, it is 65 degrees.
Shop the back-to-school blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid, Whisper Quiet, and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. The Wisconsin DOT says to help travelers reach their destinations over Labor Day weekend, it will temporarily pause work on most highway construction across the state. According to AAA, peak travel times are expected between 1 and 7:30 today and 2 until 6 on Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Monday. Drivers are being asked to pay attention and expect slower traffic, especially in work zones and along major travel corridors. Wisconsin DOT says major construction projects in Columbia, Jefferson, and Monroe counties may still impact weekend travel. A judge has upheld a partial veto from Governor Tony Evers that modified school funding. Dane County Judge Stephen Elke ruled Tuesday that the bills Governor Evers used his partial veto on were budget and appropriation bills and thus subject to the partial veto. That means the governor can strike out parts of sentences and string together different plans. In this case, Evers turned a bill that would have increased funding on school literacy into a general spending increase for the Department of Public Instruction, while also cutting grants for school vouchers and private schools. The judge also ruled that the legislators' Joint Finance Committee still had the right to decide how to distribute the original $50 million in literacy funding. Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association has announced President and CEO Steve Fries has lost his battle with cancer. Fries, who also served in the Wisconsin State Assembly for 16 years, passed away at his home in Hazel Green Wednesday morning with his family by his side. He was 64. Born in 1960 in Dubuque, Fries grew up on his family's farm in Hazel Green and earned a degree in political science from UW-Platteville. He emerged as a leader early on, championing the rural Wisconsin issues. He served on the Jamestown Town Board and Grant County Board of Directors before he was elected to serve in the Wisconsin State Assembly, where he represented the 51st District from 1991 until 2007. The Houghton Shield Funeral Home and Crematory in Cuba City is handling the funeral arrangements for Steve Fries. They are planned for September 6th and 7th. Sheriff Clay Porter reports that on Saturday evening at approximately 10:30, a deputy of the Richland County Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop of a vehicle due to an equipment violation. After the suspect vehicle came to a stop, the driver exited quickly and began walking around the vehicle. After the deputy gave commands, he returned to the driver's seat of his vehicle. An officer of the Richland Center Police Department arrived on scene and deployed K-9 Teddy. K-9 Teddy alerted to an area near the suspect vehicle and located three baggies containing a white powdery substance that the driver had thrown from the vehicle after exiting. That powdery substance later tested positive for cocaine. The driver, Carlos Suarez Umansor, was placed under arrest and faces felony and misdemeanor charges. Sheriff Porter would like to remind all that if they wish to report crimes or drug information, they can contact Richland County Crime Stoppers at 608-647-CLUE, that's 647-2583, or submit a tip at p3tips.com. Those utilizing these resources can remain anonymous. Richland County is pleased to announce the availability of grant funding to support prevention, treatment, and recovery related to the opioid epidemic. Nonprofit organizations, businesses, schools, and local government agencies located in and serving Richland County and its residents are welcome to apply. Funding can be requested by completing an application and submitting it to the attention of the Director of Richland County Health and Human Services by 4:30 October 28th. Applications will be reviewed at the Health and Community Services Committee meeting on November 7th. Please note all applicants are required to be present. Final review and approval by the Richland County Board of Supervisors will occur on December 10th. For full details, go to co.richland.wi.us. COVID-19 testing levels in Wisconsin are higher now than they've been since February. The surge is happening at the same time as the start of the school year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services tests wastewater for COVID levels. The biggest spike appears to be happening in Northeast Wisconsin. On the evening of Sunday, August 18th, at approximately 5:30, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was made aware of a fight that had occurred shortly after 1 a.m. on Sandy Lane in Jamestown Township. A graphic video of the incident depicting some of what occurred was also posted to social media, which included racial slurs. An investigation into the incident has been ongoing since the Sheriff's Office was notified of the incident. The investigation continues to progress and has revealed there were multiple individuals, juveniles, and adults involved in the incident. Those individuals have been identified, and investigating deputy is working diligently to interview those persons. Anthony Drapo, age 20, of Hazel Green, was arrested for his involvement in the incident and has since posted cash bond for disorderly conduct and misdemeanor battery. There will be forthcoming charges, including battery, disorderly conduct, and criminal damage to property for multiple other individuals who were involved in the incident, including juveniles. One of the key aspects that is being considered is whether this incident can be classified as a hate crime. The sheriff's office will present all the evidence to the district attorney's office, and they will decide whether to apply a hate crime enhancer to the charges based on the evidence. In Wisconsin, there is no specific hate crime law, but rather an enhancer that can be added to charges. This is a continuing investigation, and once completed, it will be referred to the district attorney's office for their review on potential charges. Area residents were generous and gave the gift of life Tuesday at Muscadet's Community Blood Drive. 76 units of blood was collected, including 10 double red cell donations. Registration volunteers were Geraldyn Ardahl, Carlene Sinichka, Tobiah Frazier, Malachi Frazier, and Kate Frazier. St. John's CCW served refreshments and provided homemade baked goods. The next Muscadet Community Blood Drive is coming up Tuesday, November 12th, from 11:30 until 5:30. The Fall Mums Sale is being held at the Richland Hospital parking lot today from 7 until 5 and tomorrow from 7 until 3. Here is Michael Hernan with more on the story.
The Fall Mums Sale will have many flowers and plants available to purchase. Here's Cindy Chicker on the sale and where the proceeds will go.
Really like you to come over to the hospital parking lot on the 29th and 30th of August and do some flower shopping there and help us support students of any age who are looking at going into health careers, because that is what our scholarships do provide. We'll be open from 7 until 5 actually on the 29th and from 7 until 3 on the 30th, right there in the parking lot.
Chicker invites you to come shop at the sale.
Mums and grasses, and there will be other types of flowers there available as well.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Emily Amundson will be stepping down as Secretary of the Department of Children and Families. Governor Tony Evers says Amundson will officially leave the position September 11th before being appointed DCF Secretary. Amundson served as Chief of Staff to Evers when he was State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Amundson says she's been fortunate to have worked with Evers for nearly 15 years to make Wisconsin better for kids and families. Deputy Secretary Jeff Pirtle will replace Amundson Amundsen, Amundsen's departure and that of Department of Transportation Secretary Craig Thompson leaves no original members of Evers' cabinet from the time he took office in January of 2019. Flags are flying at half staff today in honor of former State Representative Jave Soletsky. James Soletsky died earlier this month at the age of 75. He grew up in New Franken and after a 20-year career in the energy industry, was elected in 2006. A Democrat, Soletsky represented the 88th Assembly District from 2007 through 2011. Governor Tony Evers says Soletsky was dedicated to serving others and the greater Green Bay area.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Here are today's vital statistics. Shirley A. Anderson, age 94, of Green Lake, died peacefully Friday, August 23rd at her home. Graveside services will be held Friday at 2 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Shirley A. Anderson, age 94, of Green Lake. Judith Fairbee, 87, of Richland Center, died August 17th at Schmidtwoven Hills. Funeral services will be held at 3 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Friday from 1 until the service time at 3. Judith Fairbee, 87, of Richland Center. Larry D. Davidson, age 52, of Boscobel, died Sunday at his home. Private family funeral services will be held Friday at the Boscobel Cemetery in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Larry D. Davidson, age 52, of Boscobel. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado, died in Colorado. A memorial gathering for Sherry and her late husband, Terry, will be held Saturday from 10 until 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A time of sharing will be held at 11:30. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until 10:30. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua, died August 22nd at Lakeshore Assisted Living in Minocqua. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Fancy Creek Cemetery. A live stream of the service may be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Saturday from 2 until the service time at 2:30. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua. Joseph Jopaw Jedwin Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center, died Sunday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held Wednesday, September 4th at 2 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from noon until the service time at 2 o'clock. Joseph Jopaw Jedwin Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Austin McAuliffe and Dylan Mullen had a daughter, Layla Rose.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 81, humid with a slight chance of a thunderstorm later this afternoon. The best chance tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely late.